I received an email a few days ago that reads as follows. I recently heard your shir on Shidduchim, and I'd like to ask you a question that's been bothering me for some time. I'm a single girl in my upper 20s, struggling to find my zivik. Many of my friends have two or three children already. If, as you said, that the Gemara says, Aboim yom koidim etziris avlad, bas kol ameres, bas ploini leploini, if my besheret has already been determined, why is Hashem not brought us together already? Does Hashem want me to struggle another 10 years to find him? Does he want me to marry when I'm in my 30s or 40s? Signed, frustrated, and confused. So this is a very valid question. Let's analyze the Gemara that you just mentioned. Aboim yom koidim etziris avlad, 40 days before the formation of a fetus, meaning at conception, it is predetermined who your zivik will be. So finding your zivik should be easy. However, if we read on, the Gemara notes a contradiction. Rav says, Kasher zavuga shel adam kakris yamsef. Finding your zivik is as difficult as the splitting of the sea. So this seems to contradict the idea that a match is predetermined 40 days before conception. And the Gemara gives a very enigmatic answer. Loi kasha kam bezivik rishon kam bezivik sheni. So classically understood, zivik rishon means first marriage, and zivik sheni means second marriage. So zivik rishon should not be very difficult to locate. That has been predetermined from conception. Zivik sheni, however, is lafi masaf. And to match someone up according to their deeds, that is very difficult. And that is why the Gemara compares it to the splitting of the sea. This is how the Gemara reconciles this contradiction. But you, and most people, are struggling with their first zivik. So why is it so difficult? So once you have an idea on how to understand zivik rishon and zivik sheni, and I believe this is a total game changer. We're not talking about first marriage versus second marriage. Zivik rishon refers to the first predestined match between a person and their zivik. This is the connection that was meant to be from conception based on a person's original spiritual path of their neshama. However, every person has Bechira, and over the course of 20-25 years, they make life choices, or perform actions that lead them on a different journey. And now, their original predetermined Zivik might no longer be the right match. So this is where Zivik Sheni comes in. It refers to a second match, a new Zivik that comes into a person's life after the first one is no longer aligned with their current ideology. For example, a boy grows up as an average bacher. He goes to yeshiva, he learns well, but isn't necessarily a standout. He's a good erlecha guy, but nothing extraordinary. So his zivik rishon, based on where he was at the time, would have been a nice, simple, bisyakov girl, with solid midos, someone who would build a home of Torah and Yerushalayim, in a steady, predictable way. But over time, this boy is growing, he's steiging. He pushes himself in learning, he takes on more responsibilities. He refines his midos, and becomes a role model in his community. His aspirations shift in terms of depth and connection. And now, he's seeking a shidduch, someone who's not only kind and refined, but also spiritually driven. Someone with a deep sense of purpose, who shares his newfound passion for Avodas Hashem. His zivik sheni is now someone of a higher stature. A woman who matches the elevated person he has now become. We always think that zivik sheni is plan B, it's a downgrade. However, as we see in this case, zivik sheni isn't necessarily a fallback. It's an upgrade. A new match that aligns with his personal and spiritual growth. So instead of outgrowing his original zivik in a negative way, he has grown into the person who deserves a more fitting, a more elevated match. And now, that zivik is very difficult to find. And that is why the Gemara compares it to Kriyas Yamsuf. Someone recently sent me a clip about a 30-year-old boy who got engaged to a 27-year-old girl. They both admitted that had they been introduced and dated a few years earlier, they never would have gotten engaged. At that time, they were on different trajectories in their spiritual journeys. But now, after years of growth and change, they have aligned. And the timing of their engagement is finally right. And they couldn't be more happy. In retrospect, they didn't mind the wait. The story is told about a 50-year-old bacher from Baltimore. He went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky and he asked for a bracha for a shidduch. And Reb Chaim told him, perhaps your kala wasn't even born yet. And the guy walks out of there and he's confused, he's distraught. Does that mean I'll never get married? Or I'll marry when in my 80s? 6 months later, he gets engaged to a 40-year-old woman and she's a giyaris. She just converted 2 months earlier. And now he understood what Reb Chaim meant. Because Chazal say Gershon is Geyer, Kakotin Shenoilet. Someone who converts to Judaism, it's as if they were just born. So according to Halacha, when he was by Reb Chaim, she wasn't even born yet. Sometimes your Zivik is just not ready yet. So to the young woman who wrote the email, your struggle is real, and your pain is understandable. But the fact that Hashem has not bought your Zivik does not mean that He wants you to suffer. It means that either the right person is still preparing to be the right match for you, or that you are still growing into the person who will recognize and appreciate your destined Zivik. So by broadening your perspective and believing that Hashem has a plan for you, you will find the happiness and peace of mind you seek while you wait. So may Hashem grant you and all those searching for their Zivik the clarity and the patience and the wisdom to find the one truly meant for you. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.